Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback. We look through local history for stories that inspire and entertain. This story combines an elder interview with a search into Manitoba hydro history. The yard light. Hard for city folks to imagine, but only last year it was dark on our farmyard at nighttime. We had to carry kerosene lanterns around to do chores real carefully. I'm Ken Sparrow, farm kid near Fairfax. It's 1949. Electricity is brand new to us. Cities and larger towns got electricity at least 40 years ago. Now that we have it, boy, is life ever changing. I'm the oldest, born in 1937. My youngest brother, John, doesn't even remember not having power. Change happened so quickly. There's a small two-seater building out by the garden. We call it the Parliament House. Maybe because of the important decisions adults make out there? What I do know is the dash to Parliament House is way easier with our electric yard light. Mum's pretty happy, too. Dad rigged up an electric motor that runs her washing machine, and she's got a brand new oven. No more chopping firewood into small pieces for the wood stove. Phew, works for me. And lights in every room. It's way easier doing our homework without squinting beside a candle. My favorite change, though, is the yard light. It's so easy to get around the yard. Same at our neighbor's, where we play auntie-auntie I over way into the evening. Neighbors. My dad figures we know who lives in every yard from here to Minto and from here to Elgin. There's a farm every mile at least. That's a lot of neighbors. And everyone has a yard light. When we drive home from visiting family and there's no moon, we can still see where every family lives. Their yard lights sparkle like they're waving hi to us. We're never alone. When cars break down, folks head for the nearest light to get help. Back a few years, our parents were called to a meeting asking everyone in the area to sign up for electricity. Because of the good turnout, Manitoba Power Commission built our power lines for free. They figure we'll pay it off with our monthly bills. Good deal, I'm thinking. Electricity also makes barn chores much easier. Especially in winter, feeding chickens, cleaning the stables, checking Mama Cat and her kittens, and milking. We have a beef cow that's a good milker. Ornery, though, yikes. If we don't tie her tail up to the beam, she lines up to hoof my shin, the pail, my three-legged stool, a thirsty cat, or all at the same time. It's annoying as all get out. Lights sure make it easier to get chores done safely. Last year, using kerosene lanterns to do our barn work, there was always danger. Mum wouldn't let the best and brightest lanterns out of the house, so we used the ones with thicker glass and wire cages. But still, if one got knocked over with so much straw around, the barn would go up in no time. Well, Mum just called for supper. The house has a switch for the yard light. She's flicking it, so it's time to go. First, though, I'll saunter through the yard's wonderful glow to make a decision in the Parliament House. To hear past stories, go to discoverwestman.com/community and find out about the resources of Turtle Mountain Souris Plains Heritage Association. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. Thank you, Municipal Councils and Manitoba Heritage, for your support. See you later.